Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Chris Rock is like most comedians. He uses his real-life experiences in his stand-up routines. And now that he's back on the road again, speculation has been rife since the 52-year-old's cover article in Rolling Stone, in which he was quoted as admitting to infidelity during his stand-up routine. Now, the Rolling Stone piece describes how Chris admitted that he was a piece of during his marriage to Malak Compton Rock. Of course, that was his wife of many years, revealing that he cheated with three women, one famous, one semi-famous, and one a member of the retail class. And a source told Page Six that he was cheating on his wife with Kerry Washington when they were filming I Think I Love My Wife. You know, that was that movie about him, ironically, having fantasies of cheating on his wife. Well, apparently it went on for 6 months and Malak found out about it. The alleged affair took place in 2007, the same year that Kerry Washington was engaged to actor David Moscow, and then all of a sudden, the engagement was broken off. Kerry is now a married mother of two, and her reps are not responding to all of this. And in other Chris news, Karrueche Tran is ready to testify against her ex, Chris Brown, following death threats and alleged incidents of physical assault, according to TMZ. Now, the 28-year-old hopes to help other victims of domestic abuse confront their abusers with her testimony. You know, Karrueche has been talking about this for a long time, and in a sworn statement, she recently told a few people that she thought Chris was going to kill her. Chris had been accused of beating Tran throughout their relationship, which began in 2012. He reportedly kicked her downstairs, punched her in the stomach, and made ongoing death threats. And I don't know where all this is going, but you know, he has been in trouble. He was trying to do so much better. So we'll see what happens with all of this. They have had a volatile on and off relationship for years. And NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal has announced he is planning to run for the role of sheriff in 2020. You know what? This is something Shaq has been talking about for years, even when he was playing for the Lakers. Shaq says he's going to run for the role either in Georgia or Florida. Now, the retired NBA star says he wants to run because he believes he can restore his community's faith in the police force and bring people together. He says it's not about politics. It's about bringing people together. He said when he was growing up, people loved and respected the police, and he wants to be the one to bring that back. You know what? Especially in the community that he serves. Well, if nothing else, if you see Shaq Diesel walking down the street and telling you to stop, more than likely, you will. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.